Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 78. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 49. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A man was behind bars in the Riley County Jail after he was arrested last night in connection with aggravated robbery and aggravated battery, officials said. The arrested man was identified as Andre Deshaun Chislam, 29, of Manhattan. Chislam was arrested around 7:20. The arrest stemmed from a report filed in July. Chislam was subsequently booked into the Riley County Jail in connection with aggravated robbery and aggravated battery. He is being held on $100,000 bond. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is proposing changes to its fees for camping or using any of the state's 28 parks. The proposal would eliminate the annual camping permit, according to a news release, and increase overnight camping rates. An overnight camping permit would increase from $9 to $15. I'm Stephanie Austin.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
See dealer for details.
An Abilene family made a surprising discovery while renovating their home. A time capsule was tucked away inside the stairs. Michelle Brown said her father came across a glass jar with a handwritten note from the original builders along with a nickel and a penny. The note revealed the home was built during the fall and winter of 1973 with a construction cost of just $17,000. A Hayes man was arrested Friday on two counts of alleged aggravated indecent liberties with a child. According to public records, 19-year-old Aramis McCautry had been out on a $15,000 bond for a previous case involving a minor before the bond was revoked on August 29th. Public records state that on or about May 18th, McCautry allegedly used Snapchat to encourage a minor to assist in the distribution of marijuana. He was arrested in May on requested charges of distribution of marijuana and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska State Fair of 2025 is officially over, but as leaders of the state fair say they are already planning for 2026 and beyond, one tradition may be slowly fading at the state fair, and that includes candidate debates. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say both major political parties in the state of Nebraska, both the GOP and Democrats, find it a great opportunity to try and meet different voters, with a statement from the Nebraska GOP saying, quote, for many people, the fair may be their only face-to-face interaction with the party outside of campaign season. It's a chance to listen, to build relationships, and to remind folks that there is a Republican Party and that that Republican Party is part of the Nebraska tradition, just like the fair itself. Democrats in the state also agree. However, according to fair leaders, they say that because of, quote, communication media changing in the industry, that fewer candidates need to reach the broad person in-person audience, like at the fair, with a fair debate.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop-off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at RustyEckFord.com. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As students return to classes after Labor Day, we continue a series of comments from area districts. USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader.
You know, we've had some updates or changes and improvements. Our stadium press box donor sign is scheduled to be completed in the next week, so it will be on display for our first home football game. Our stadium entrance has new concrete, so it will be a safe place for our community members to be walking up and down at football and track events. We also are getting a new sidewalk entrance at the northeast entrance of the high school, highlighted by we'll be installing the class of 1975 bench. We got some new items on our MES playground that the students will be able to benefit from. We put in some safety items, some bollards in front of the junior senior high. We have some new safety mirrors that are in our hallways for line of sight, et cetera. So we're excited about that. And then we have also are installing a brand new sound system in our auditorium, along with some remote sound system and microphones that will really enhance our plays and our musical performances. And we're looking forward to that.
Diddy Schmidt with USD 223, Hanover and Lynn welcomes new teachers and notes a pair of longtime teachers retiring.
Yes, luckily we only had to hire one teacher at Lynn. We'll be welcoming Paige Schmidt as a new preschool teacher there. Kate Olson will be a part-time band music teacher. Jenna Chelsea will be a counselor. And then we've hired Sherry Gillum, Shannon Height, and Michelle Sandoval to be special education paraprofessionals. So only one full-time teacher there. And then in Hanover, we will have a new special education teacher, Tegan Cohorse. And not new to the district, but new to Hanover, will be the kindergarten teacher, Brianne Gagel. And I think that's all the new teachers and education staff that we will have this. This is Rebecca Debley, retired this year after a long and wonderful career in education. She served the Hanover community for 40 years, and our new kindergarten teacher, Brianne, will have some big shoes to fill. Also, Julie Debley, our special ed teacher, will have to spend more time with family and grandbabies. But otherwise, that's the only teachers that we're leaving this year. So we're excited about continuing all the hard work and the great education that's been occurring.
And Sean Spoons with USD 498 Valley Heights also noted retirements and new assignments this year.
We did. We had Jenny Youngerberg, ELA teacher, and then Jan Hogan, elementary librarian. Wish them the best of luck as they progress through their first year of retirement. Yes, we have Emma Torber, junior high English, Jessica Wilkins, fifth grade, Mallory Schroller, music and band. Joe Zimmerman will be transitioning from third grade to fifth grade for us, and Angie Williams will be teaching third grade in one section due to lower enrollment numbers. We also have two new part-time librarians in Lynette Kuhn, who recently retired in our district, is coming back. She'll be at Blue Rapids, and Riley Weeders will be over in Waterville. We also have our self-operation for food service program, newly hired Mary Medina, food service coordinator. Dinah will be transitioning to food service director, Dinah Umscheid. And then we also are very fortunate to retain our dedicated food service staff at the high school, Regina Smith, Julie Haywood, Blue Rapids, Destiny Ackley, and Cheryl Ralph. And then Waterville, Janelle Bigham, and Casey Hearn.
River Valley Extension District will host two programs in September geared toward older adults. Many factors contribute to brain health throughout life. These include intellectual challenge and social connectedness. WIT's workout provides an opportunity to engage intellectually and socially. Jordan Schutte, adult development and aging agent, will offer a workout on Rome in Rome this Thursday, September 4th, 11 a.m. And the second session, An Apple a Day, is planned September 18th, 11 a.m. These are free standalone programs. You can attend one or both. RSVP is requested to get an accurate number for materials. For additional information, contact the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District, 785-325-2121. A Marysville man, 43-year-old Jerry E. Rellinger, remains in custody in Nemahal County on $50,000 bond following his arrest last Thursday by Sabetha police on charges of aggravated burglary, battery assault, and domestic battery. Judith A. Judy Funk, age 82, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a lunch to follow at the Washington Christian Church Fellowship. Ward Funeral, I'm in charge of arrangements for Judy Funk. Laverne M. Bentman, age 93, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Randolph Community Church. Burial in the Fancy Creek Zion Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Bentman. Brian E. Nooch, age 57, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Hanover Community Building. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Brian Nooch.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Mark your calendars for September 13th through 15th for Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation.
The Patterson Family Foundation will award up to $100,000 in funds during the match days, up to $50,000 allocated for operations and or the grant endowment, and up to $50,000 designated as matching funds for participating organizations with donations between $25 and $5,000, matched at 50%.
To donate, either visit Blue Rapids matchday.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, P.O. Box 63, Blue Rapids, Kansas, or join us for our in-person event on September 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center.
You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Some scattered rain showers are possible early tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and some rain showers are possible throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers early on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September, 85. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 62, and the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
September is a month to mind your manners, so get your elbows off the table as we champion National Courtesy Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 3rd, the 246th day of the year. Actor Dominic West celebrates a birthday, and the final radio episode of The Lone Ranger was heard on this day in 1954. September has been designated as National Courtesy Month. Aside from common please and thank you courtesies, the organizers suggest a few other ways to join the observance. Be courteous when driving, allow others to change lanes, or concede a contested parking space. At the office, bring a coworker a fresh mug of tea or coffee. Or at the supermarket, allow someone with fewer items to check out ahead of you. And here's a hat tip to one of the most courteous cities in the U.S. Those who make the rankings say one city is always at or near the top, Charleston, South Carolina. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Wichita-based fast food chain of Freddy's Frozen Custards and Steak Burgers have announced that they are doing a new partnership with the NIL with a trio of Kansas State University athletes. As KSN News reports, the former Derby Panther and current Kansas State University running back Dylan Edwards, a former Maize Eagle and Wildcat quarterback Avery Johnson, and the women's soccer midfielder Anna Pagano have all inked deals with Freddy's Custards and Steak Burgers, as the three athletes will be featuring their favorite Freddy's menu items on their social media pages and on the Freddy's website. In addition to these three athletes, that Freddy's Frozen Custards and Steak Burgers has also made deals with other athletes at the University of Alabama, Arizona State University, the University of Oklahoma, and the University of Texas. The move comes after changes with the NCAA allowing the college athletes to make endorsements and make money while on the rosters. And as we go into week number two of regular college football season, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's kickoff time at Midwest Kia, and we're starting the season with a touchdown-worthy deal all September long. When you shop any new 2025 Kia in stock, you'll have three unbeatable offers on the field. Loyalty pricing, $1,000 trade assistance, Kia Finance bonus cash, and here's the play call. You get to go for two. That's right. Pick any two of those three offers and combine them for the perfect drive and the savings. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's your play, your deal, your drive. And it's only at Midwest Kia. Don't wait for overtime. Swing by Midwest Kia all September long and go for two on a brand new 2025 Kia. Midwest Kia, where you always score big.
We want to see you.
See you for details.
A senior at Kansas University has officially won her first collegiate win in her first bit of action last week for the Kansas Jayhawks after showing up for the Jayhawk Invitational. As KSNC News reports, Amy DeCock wrapped up the tournament in the golf tournament with a score of 74, 73, and 72 to tie with Louisiana Monroe's Daniela Capillo Martinez. In a statement from head coach Lindsey Cool, they say in the press statement, quote, "We are very proud of Amy DeCock for winning her first tournament. I think this is going to open the gates for her as a senior this season. And hopefully she can win a few more." DeCock had three different birdies on her final nine holes to complete her 72 finish. Junior Lila Lauterbach also had a good tournament, winning third place, while senior Anna Wallen finished in the top 10 for the first time with a tie for seventh place. Overall, as a team, the Kansas Jayhawks golf tournament ended up finishing second overall with an 889, up 25 points behind ULM's 879. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey K-State fans, tickets for 12 home K-State volleyball matches are on sale now. This season is full of can't-miss promotions like Morgan After Dark against Iowa State and I Miss Manhattan against Texas Tech, and important home matches against NC State, Arizona State, KU, and more. Order your tickets today and be here for all the action by visiting kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CAST. We'll see you soon in Morgan Family Arena. Go Cats!
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
If you're looking for some ornamental grasses for shady locations, you do have a few options. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Japanese forest grass is shade tolerant, and the variegated varieties combine nicely with the bold leaves of hosta. Keep the soil moist, especially in the first few years, for greatest success. Many of the grass-like sedges tolerate shade and moist soils. Palm sedge is more upright and grows in full sun to partial shade. Little midge is a shorter palm sedge that only grows 8 to 10 inches tall and is hardy in zones 4 to 9. Try using these in areas that receive a bit more sun. The golden foliage of Bull's Golden Sedge will brighten up those shady spots and create a striking contrast to the surrounding greenery. Consider growing the partial shade and moisture-loving Sweet Flag. The long, narrow leaves mimic that of grass. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Not many folks have heard of Goose Flats, Arizona. After all, the most exciting thing in Goose Flats was the fact that geese sometimes landed there as they migrated through the area. But then a man named Ed Shefflin came along and changed everything. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
André Desjarnet follows in the footsteps of some early prospectors.
The mine was one of the first claims founded and owned by Ed Shefflin, and then the claims were here. He filed his claims. He started working them. This is the good enough. We're in conjunction with the tough nut. The town, a year later, started forming, and the rest is history here.
André is one of the owners of the mine that Ed Shefflin originally opened in what was called Goose Flats, today's Tombstone, Arizona. Shefflin staked several claims to take advantage of the silver here.
Other people immediately came through, started staking out claims at the time. But he had some of the most prosperous mines were the good enough and the tough nut here. The Lucky Cuss, which is right behind us here, about a mile and a half, 2 miles behind town. And the first claim was a tombstone, but it wasn't really a great strike. But he named the tombstone because from Fort Echuca, they told him the only thing he would find here was his tombstone.
The veins of ore in these mines were amazingly large.
We have rooms here that you could tour, 750 feet long, probably 40 feet high, 60 feet across. That was one room. And there's room after room here where the ore was. And you'll still see remnants of ore.
The mines weren't huge by today's standards. A couple dozen men might be below ground at any given time.
They'd probably run 20 a shift. If they ran three shifts, it'd be 60 people in all per claim, probably. Out of this whole town, there were probably 20 to 30 good strikes. And for every good strike, there were hundreds of bad strikes and nothing happened. So that's why the whole place is dotted in claims.
Today, Andre owns this historic mine. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
Piles of tree branches, use them to build a raised bed garden called Hugel Culture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Throw some dirt on top of the wood for a plant paradise as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
There's a huge pile of tree branches and sticks in my backyard. I'll bet I could make a really nice Hugel Culture bed. Paul Wheaton is a permaculture expert. He says Hugel Culture, which is German for hill culture, is nothing more than making raised beds filled with rotten wood. This technique provides more space for nutrients and water in the soil. And if you build it big enough, he says you can eliminate the need to irrigate.
A lot of times when you grow, say, raspberries, if you end up having to water it a lot to keep the raspberries alive, then the raspberry flavor is diminished. It's kind of watery flavored, whereas the raspberry plant finds water in the rotted wood from last winter, which is rich in nutrients, which then in turn makes it so that the raspberry flavor is very rich.
You can use just about any kind of wood except black locust, cedar, and black walnut, which is toxic to most plants. Wheaton says building methods can vary, but creating a Hugel Culture bed is simply piling soil over the wood.
Since a lot of people don't have a lot of extra soil around, they might dig down a little bit to get the soil, put the wood down, and then put the soil back on top of that. The first time I ever built Hugel Culture beds, I was on 80 acres, and I had a tractor with a bucket on the front. And so then I kind of was shaping the land at the same time as taking the topsoil I scraped off in one spot and would dump it onto the Hugel Culture.
Wheaton says as soon as you're done building the Hugel Culture, you can plant fruits and vegetables. And as time goes by, the wood decomposes and shrinks, and the soil becomes rich in organic material. Learn more about building a Hugel Culture bed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Bible urges us to flee temptation, including those tied to money. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Some financial temptations are obvious.
such as greed, dishonesty, or chasing wealth, but one that often hides in plain sight is the temptation to be stingy. Proverbs 11:24 warns, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. That's the upside-down logic of God's kingdom. When we give freely, we actually gain. Maybe not in dollars, but in joy, peace, and spiritual richness. So when you feel the tension, the pull to hold back or protect what's yours, pause. Reflect on all that God has freely given you. Generosity isn't merely to follow a rule. It's a response to grace. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Getting verified just got easier and cheaper. The Kansas State Fair ticket packs are your all-access pass to food, fun, and big-time savings. Grab the couples pack for date night, load up the crew with a family pack, or go all in with a season pass. But don't wait. These packs sell out fast. Get yours now at KansasStateFair.com and get ready to be verified. September 5th through 14th in Hutchinson.
Advancing agriculture by turning back the clock. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. An Ohio company called Advancing Eco Agriculture is promoting new regenerative ag technology that's based on ag practices from generations ago. Company founder John Kemp.
Contemporary agriculture, contemporary agronomy, and agronomic management in the field has largely been defined in terms of chemistry for the last 100 years or since the Green Revolution, for the very good reason, the very simple reason, that chemistry was the one thing that we could measure and manage relatively easily. And we now stand on the threshold of a revolution in measuring biology.
Kemp says early farmers had much knowledge about how ecosystems work, and he works to apply new tech to that indigenous knowledge.
As we develop technology to be able to measure and manage the microbiome and understand the interactions, the interplay between chemistry reactions and microbiome interactions, that will unleash the technological aspect of regenerative agriculture, similar to what we are now seeing emerge with regenerative medicine, for example.
Kemp was a panelist in a Heritage Foundation event on the future of farming, and he'll return in tomorrow's show to explain how people will still be part of the ag technology equation. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The New World screwworm is a flesh-eating fly that attacks living tissue, threatening livestock, wildlife, and even people. Mexico has reported more than 5,000 animal cases since July, a spike of over 50% in just weeks. In the U.S., the first human case in more than 60 years was confirmed last month in Maryland, linked to travel in El Salvador. While officials stress the public health risk is low, the economic stakes are high. That's why USDA and Texas leaders are rolling out a $750 million plan to build a sterile fly factory and step up border surveillance, aiming to keep this parasite from spreading into American herds. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association First Vice President Stephen Diebold, and I asked him, what is the role of citizens in reporting suspected cases to help with a rapid response?
Going back to the communication, it's going to be very important. The Texas Animal Health Commission, your proper medical authorities, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department are going to be the two lead agencies. So proper communication is going to be very important to understand, you know, where these outbreaks occur so those sterile male flies can be dispersed. first in the active area.
To find out more information on the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association or on the latest on diseases or on biosecurity.
You bet. So we can always go to the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers website also Texas Animal Health Commission website, Texas AgriLife Commission website. We've got materials online where those pieces of information can be sourced. We have a screwwormtx.org website as well, and that's going to house all the latest and greatest information and be able to help producers and all people disseminate that information on a daily basis.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Tricked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
You've probably already heard that Truck Stuff is the place to go to lift, level, or lower your truck. And of course, we have an enormous in-stock selection of bed covers, running boards, and floor mats. But did you know that we do wheels and tires, gear swaps, and spray and bed liners? Stop by today to deck out your ride at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Truck Stuff. It's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
When tilled soil doesn't settle, you can have uneven crop growth. Learn about fluffy soil syndrome and what causes it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Drone over your fields and note the color differences. If the corn is greener in the tire tracks than between the tracks, you may have something called fluffy soil syndrome. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a crop extension educator at the University of Minnesota and has been investigating why corn would grow better in the tire tracks. When she measured soil compaction with a penetrometer, she made a discovery.
In the tire tracks, it goes down a couple inches, and in between the tire tracks, it will go down 11. And almost always that's a disc ripper that's going at that depth. What I found is that it just fluffed up the soil too much. And so when the wheel tracks went over, it packed it back down so that you have better seed to soil contact and better root to soil contact.
She says fluffy soil syndrome is especially prevalent in winters where we don't see a lot of snow cover because a good snowpack will settle the soil back down. If the soil is tilled to a pulp and doesn't have good contact points, there is more gas and air exchange, which means the seed doesn't get as much water and nutrients as it should. DeYoung Hughes says you can't predict Mother Nature, but there is a way for producers to prevent this from happening.
The less breaking up of the soil structure, the better. So if they just back off on the tillage, back off on the depth, and build soil structure, it would definitely minimize the FSS.
She also recommends that producers increase soil organic matter and minimize the amount of field traffic. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about fluffy soil syndrome and how to prevent it at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. With extreme weather events affecting Kansas farmers, many are looking to the Farm Service Agency for assistance. Kansas FSA State Director David Shem details the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program.
We've always got a lot of things going on with various programs throughout the year. Sign up. I'd liken a little bit to the farmer. You know, the farmer's always busy with stuff that he can get done out there. But there are times of the year when it's planting time or harvest time that is a much busier time. And it's the same thing for FSA. And definitely have some a lot of things going on right now with some programs that have been announced. I think most of the producers are aware, and we're definitely busy working on it, getting a lot of applications out there. We're actually leading the nation in the number of applications we've already got signed up for our Supplemental Disaster Recovery Program there.
He describes the Conservation and Price Support Divisions.
The Conservation and Support Division, you know, they're kind of like the other divisions. There can be what we call ad hoc programs that stand up time to time by either the Secretary or Congress that various divisions can be responsible for. But there's also regularly occurring programs that are available all the time, or signups are announced for those divisions there. And a big one for our Conservation Price Support Division, and I think many producers are aware of, is CRP. We've had, a lot of producers show a lot of interest in those signups going on right now. A lot more interest in the grassland CRP. Underneath our previous signup, we had 90,000 acres that had signed up. And underneath this one, this signup right now, we're at about 195,000 acres there. So a lot of increased interest in our grassland CRP there.
Shem explains the Emergency Conservation Program.
It is a program that was passed by Congress. Great program to help aid our producers affected by disasters in the 2023 and 2024 year. But again, unfortunately, Kansas was one of the lead recipients in that program just because of the disasters that the state had for drought, just a lot of affecting factors, excessive heat that affected our producers out there. We had over 60,000 applications that were pre-filled and sent out to our producers, and it has really been a high priority with us. We've already almost processed almost 40,000 of those applications. They're trying to quickly get them out so that producers can get paid. You know, that's resulted in a lot of money. We're already at almost $400 million that we have sent out there to producers.
That was Kansas FSA State Director David Shem on programs available to farmers in Kansas. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
No sale this Thursday, September 4th at Marysville Livestock. They will offer a cattle sale next Thursday, September 11th, and are accepting early consignments.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we're still seeing those low red numbers when it comes to the grains market, and that has been a constant theme throughout the trade day today. A similar story when we look at the seeds market. Those are all entirely in the red as the day has gone on. And for the livestock market, the cattle and the hogs are both in the red. In the corn market, December corn down 4 3/4 at 418 and a quarter. March corn down 4 1/2 at 436 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December down 1 1/2 half at 509 and three quarters. March KC wheat down 2 cents at 530 even. In the oats market, December oats down 2.5 at 328 even. March oats down 3.5 at 339 and three quarters. In the bean market, November soybeans down 8 cents at 1033 even. January beans down 8 cents as well at 1051 and a half. Soybean meal for October down 50 cents at 277.80. Soybean meal for December down $1.20 at 282.60. Soybean oil for October down 61 cents at 51.65, and December bean oil down 61 cents as well at 52.05. In the cotton market, December cotton up 12 cents at 66.17. March cotton also up 12 cents at 68.03. Looking at the currencies market for the first time in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for September down 37 cents at 97.97. The December USDI down 34 cents at 97.60. The euro for September slightly in the green up to $1.16. And the December euro also slightly in the green to $1.17. The Japanese yen for September slightly up to 67 cents. And the December yen also slightly in the green up to 68 cents. And looking at our midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rise led by Alphabet after antitrust ruling. The Dow Jones down 193 points at 45,119. S&P 500 up 18 points at 6,433.65. And the NASDAQ up 195 points at 21,476. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's kickoff time at Midwest Kia, and we're starting the season with a touchdown-worthy deal all September long. When you shop any new 2025 Kia in stock, you'll have three unbeatable offers on the field. Loyalty pricing, $1,000 trade assistance, Kia Finance bonus cash, and here's the play call. You get to go for two. That's right. Pick any two of those three offers and combine them for the perfect drive into savings. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's your play, your deal, your drive. And it's only at Midwest Kia. Don't wait for overtime. Swing by Midwest Kia all September long and go for two on a brand new 2025 Kia. Midwest Kia, where you always score big.
We want to see you.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a Z71 package. It's a Duramax diesel, a local trade. Also a 2021 1500 model High Country Edition, one owner, priced under $40,000. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks are mixed in midday trading, but one tech company is comfortably in the green. Google parent company Alphabet, which yesterday avoided being forced to sell off major parts of its business, like the Chrome web browser and the Android operating system. A federal court proposing a number of lesser remedies to Google's monopoly in the online search engine market, which a judge decided last year. Google is now allowed to appeal that monopoly ruling. Macy's also trading higher after the retailer posted stronger than expected earnings for the second quarter. Consequently, it's revising its guidance on earnings and sales for 2025. Macy's now says it expects to take in between $21.15 and $21.45 billion this year. And new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics finds there were about 7.18 million open job listings in the month of July. That's the first time that number has dipped below the 7.2 million figure since the end of 2020. Mike DeBusky, ABC.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
For over a century, we've specialized in serving the financial needs of the entire ag community. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The streets of Marysville come alive Saturday, September 6th for the Pony Express Roundup and 120 Gravel Dash. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., downtown Marysville hosts the Pony Express Roundup, a day packed with history, family fun, and live entertainment. Kids can play old-fashioned games in the Kester Park, take hayrack and stagecoach rides connecting to Marysville museums, and the Frontier Schoolhouse sessions inside the courthouse. Enjoy live music by Jeff Dawson and Western Journeys, plus a truck wagon dinner with local food trucks, the Parlor homemade ice cream, and free homemade pie from the Church Pie Ladies. Come cheer on nearly 400 cyclists rolling out at 7:30 a.m. for the Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash, tackling the Marshall County Gravel Roads. It's a day of history, heritage, and hometown fun Saturday, September 6th in downtown Marysville. Learn more at onemarysville.com.
KNDY.